Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Verse 36, Nantarvaya Divanattam, Anyasmada Pichayade, Nabhoho Nabare Mrityur, Nanayana Mrugayarapi. Grant me that I may not die within any residence or outside. Any residence during the daytime or at night, nor on the ground or in the sky. Grant me that my death not be brought by any being other than those created by you. Nor by any weapon, nor by any human being or animal. Repeat. Grant me that I may not die within any residence or outside any residence during the daytime or at night, nor on the ground or in the sky. Grant me that my death not be brought by any being other than those created by you, nor by any weapon, nor by any human being or animal. Purport. Hiranyakashipu was very much afraid of Vishnu becoming an animal to kill him, because his brother had been killed by Vishnu when the Lord took the shape of a boar. He was therefore very careful to guard against all kinds of animals. But even without taking the shape of an animal, Vishnu could kill him by hurling a Sudarshan Chakra, which can go anywhere without the Lord's physical presence. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu was careful to guard against all kinds of weapons. He guarded against all kinds of time, space, countries, because he was afraid of being killed by someone else in another land. There are many other planets, higher and lower, and therefore he prayed for the benediction of not being killed by any resident of any of these planets. The three original deities, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Hiranyakashipu knew that Brahma would not kill him. But he also wanted not to be killed by Lord Vishnu or Lord Shiva. Consequently, he prayed for such a benediction. Thus Hiranyakashipu thought himself secure, protected from any kind of death caused by any living entity within the universe. He also carefully guarded against natural death, which might take place within his house or outside the house. Om Jnana Tiburan Vasya Jnanaan Kavana Chakshur Kumbhulitam Jena Prasmai Sri Guru Jena Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ayam Vadati Swapadam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we don't hear the incarnation of Gauranga Deva as mentioned in the 24 incarnations. are 10 incarnations. It is a very rare incarnation, and it's a hidden incarnation. Channa avatar, Gupta avatar. That's why it is not, it's called unscheduled. People generally don't know. It doesn't come every Kali Yuga. It doesn't come. So whatever you read in incarnations and Bhagavatam, that you get scheduled regularly, everything you get, like Rama, Krishna, Parashurama, they come every time, but not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That way, this Kali Yuga is, people who are born in this Kali Yuga are very fortunate. Not only for the reason that you can attain liberation by simply chanting the Harina, Hare Krishna mantra. So generally, dharma, ardha, kama and moksha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to give what is very rarely available. Generally, people go to Vaikuntha, not beyond, by doing devotional service in Dasharas or Santaras before the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People only know these two rasas, Santaras and Dasharas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to introduce Brajras. In Brajras, you find all mellows, all rasas. It is Sakhyaras. You see, all other incarnations. The Bhagavatam Krishna's, all the rasas are there. But generally, people only approach Krishna as a servant. Generally, people approach Krishna in the form of Vishnu. Let's say in all our mantras, Namo Vishnu Padaya, ya Sravanam Kirtanam, Smaranam Vishnu, there also Vishnu. Similarly, this Tulasi Pranam Mantra, Vrindaya Tulasiya Priyaya Kesavasa, Vishnu Bhakti, Isa Krishna Bhakti. Generally, originally, what is there is Vishnu. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj says, Natya Svartagate Vishnu. Everywhere you get the word Vishnu. So Krishna is not a Krishna Tattva. It is not an easy thing to understand or attain. It's one of the favorite quotes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he liked very much, is Aradhananam Aradhyo Vajeshatanaya Taddama Vrindavanam. Morning when I was about to take the class, I thought we should put some 10-15 important slokas connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like Ajahn Lambita Bhujo, Kanakaya Dhaka. There are some slokas which are very succinct. They are very precise. Like Namo Mahavadanyayam, Krishna Prema Pradayaka. Very rare slokas. They're there. So maybe you can make a list and daily so we'll become familiar with them. About Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all these slokas, they glorify how rare it is to hear about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Very rare. And what is the beauty of the incarnation of Gauranga Dev? Qualification or no qualification? Surrender or no surrender? Anyone can start his spiritual life and reach not some achievement, the highest achievement. Prema Pumarga Mahan, that sloka ends, Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajeshatanaya Taddama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargyanaya Kalpita got two more lines. Attends with me, Prabhupada, your class on every statement. So, the point is the Gaur Katha, it is so important in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, this is the only way we can propagate devotional service. So, the same Vrindavan, Krishna's Vrindavan is there, and the place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, that is also non-different from Vrindavan. In the bhajans we read, Na dekho bheda na dekhi go. Between Gaurdham and Haridham, if you don't make any distinction, if you see them as the same, that means you are actually, it goes on to say, it is more than Radham, because it is said in Vrindavan, if you commit offenses, you have to experience the reactions. In Vrindavan, you perform devotional service, you get lot of benefit, you commit offenses, you get lot of reaction. But in Navadvip Mayapur Dham, or in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's place, your offenses are not considered, but whatever little devotion service you do, that will lead you to pure devotion service. So, that's why it is called Audharya Dham. Audharya Dham. The place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's also called Navabrindavan. Navabrindavan. The Vrindavan everybody knows. But this is Navabrindavan. It is same Vrindavan, but appearing in a different way. So, during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the social conditions, that was only 500 years ago, the conditions have become so bad, just like now. Now things are worse. Nobody is interested. People are not interested. So-called educated people, so-called high class, people who are born in good families, they only mention their cash, we are from Brahmin cash, but people qualify for upper caste only when they have spiritual life. Otherwise, it is all sudra. Simply saying, I am a Kshatriya, I am a Brahmin, I am a Vaishya, just by birth designation. Actually, people become Brahmin, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas by their spiritual advancement. Spiritually a little advanced. Vaishya, more than the Kshatriya and the Brahmin. All based on spiritual advancement. But now people have no spiritual understanding. And they talk about. So during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, people who are rich, they are not spending on religious festivals, they are not spending on ceremonies, temples and like that. Just like nowadays also, people, when there is marriage, they print such invitation cards, they book such places, they give such feast, and they celebrate it in such a way, and practically they do nothing for Janmashtami. Like the people don't think it is their responsibility. They don't think it is their festival. People just, people who are devotees who are coming, they do. People don't participate. And even if they participate, it is simply nama matra. It's simply, it is not devotion, but to make a show or to ask something from the Lord or to show to the public that we are religious people so that you can cheat them. Prabhupada told a story. One businessman, any time, it is an understanding between his worker and him. Govinda, Govinda, Kesava, Kesava. People say, oh my God, this man all the time in the shop. But that is the code language. When I say Govinda, you bring second class stuff. When I say Keshava, then you're cheating. So you're using those words for that. And people think, oh, this man is so devoted. So we don't have to worry, you will not cheat. Govinda, Govinda, we'll call his servant. So this is called hypocrisy. People, they take out a feeling, Gopala, Gopala, like that. And people do many things in the name of God, just to make fun of God. And then people discuss scriptures just to show off their scholarship, not the mood to understand or not in the mood to glorify. That is the way, you know, like all these things that go on in the name of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita or programs in the nowadays, simply to make a show of their scholarship. So, and people wear saffron clothes just because they don't want to take the family responsibility. They want to run away. All these kinds of things are going on during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And like ordinary people, simply gambling, drinking, and sports, and entertain. Nobody is bothered about what kind of suffering is in this world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is Yuga avatar, in Kali Yuga, is going to be where there is no dharma, almost all the four limbs of religion are broken. So little bit, people are little bit show off interest. So using that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to introduce Yuga Dharma. So there are two explanations for the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One is external reasons, or you call it secondary purpose, and then internal reasons or primary purpose. What is the purpose of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? External reason is like the Lord comes to establish Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma. What is the Dharma for this age of Kali? That means if you follow Yuga Dharma, then you will attain all prosperity and you will attain liberation just by following. So the process is made so simple. Simply help yourself, enable yourself to chant. The people are so dull, people are so rough, people are so crude, people are so foolish. They cannot believe how everything can happen by chanting Hare Krishna. Everything. Internal transformation, external transformation, anything you want. You want to overcome all the evils of the society. You want to develop your spiritual life, you want to attain detachment. So this is called external reason. The internal reason is because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the complexion and he has taken the mood of Radharani. That is the internal reason. Krishna, he wanted to understand what is Radha enjoying and what is she seeing in me. Krishna, you cannot understand, you are worshipping Krishna, and how can Krishna know what is the experience of the worshipper? Worshipper, Krishna is always worshipped. So, you want to know the supreme worshipper, deity is Radharani. Krishna is the supreme worshipped deity. So you wanted to know what are the moods of Radharani and what is she appreciating in him. So Krishna wanted to know. This is called internal reason. It's called confidential. Everybody knows Lord comes for establishing Yuga Dharma, but here there is only external reason. You wanted to propagate. The internal reason, actually, you wanted to experience the mellows of Radharani. So, Krishna has four special characteristics which are not there in any other incarnations of God. Rama, Vishnu, no other. So this is called Madhurya Chatushtaya. The four special characteristics. So it is said, if God is 100%, if Krishna is 100%, Brahma represents 55%. We all represent 50%. All living entities, we represent 50%. And Brahma is a little more, 55%. And more than Brahma is Shankar. Shankar is 78%. And Vishnu, Vishnu is 96% God. So Krishna is 100%. So 96 and 100, 4. And Vishnu and Krishna almost, but what are those four? Which makes Krishna distinct, special, complete. That is Madhurya Chatushtaya. One is the Rupa Madhuri. Rupa Madhuri. And then Venu Madhuri. Krishna's Rupa. The beauty of Krishna. So we hear Lakshmi, she is the consort of Vishnu. But Lakshmi himself is tempted. When Rasalila was going on, Lakshmi, she became very curious. She is consort of Vishnu. And her chastity became little. But she is not attracted to anyone else. She is attracted to Krishna. Vrindavan we have seen in Belvan. In Belvan, Lakshmi is performing austerities. Lakshmi is performing austerities in Belvan so that she can be qualified to enter Brajaras. She is still doing, she is not qualified yet. That means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving by Nam Sankirtan. So this is called Rupa. Similarly, we are hearing that everybody becomes attracted to Krishna. But so Krishna is called Madan Mohan. Everybody is attracted to Cupid, but Cupid himself, he forgets his job and he becomes attracted to Krishna. That means people who are in the presence of Krishna, Cupid cannot attract. He himself, he loses his business, devotees who are attracted to Krishna, they will not be attracted to Cupid. That means they will not be attracted to external attractions. So that is it. And many words are used like Navayavanancha, evergreen. Krishna's beauty is always growing. That's why people cannot agree to compare Krishna's face with the moon, because moon has waxing and waning. Moon becomes beautiful when it becomes full moon. Again it comes down. But Krishna's beauty, that's not like that. It goes Anandamrita Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadham Vardhanam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a very nice example of the ocean is unlimited, but the bliss of devotional service is like a growing ocean. Growing ocean. Nobody has idea. It's ocean. It is also ever growing ocean. Ananda Ambudhi. Ambudhi means ocean. Vardhanam. The growing ocean of bliss of devotion service. So this is the Krishna's beauty. Water comes to stand still, air comes to stand still, even restless animals, they all become still when they look at the beauty of Krishna. So this we cannot, we only talk, but only when you actually reach that stage, you go on chanting, and then slowly you will begin to know. Second is Venu Madhuri. Krishna's playing flute, no incarnation. There is Samohana Shakti, Venu Madhuri. Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri. Leela Madhuri, Krishna's pastime. super excellent pastimes. And then the last thing, prema madhuri. Reciprocation with the devotees, Krishna's reciprocation. Krishna always he reciprocates such a way. A devotee, like all of us can look into our own life. We are only just chanting Hare Krishna and what Krishna has provided in life. Association of devotees, nice temple, and whatever you need, maybe they are very costly, this and that, but for Krishna, anything. So you cannot actually do anything for Krishna, because Krishna always outsmarts. Even when Krishna becomes defeated by devotees, Krishna becomes defeated by devotees. It is also, that means he is so big, but he is saying for a devotee. And then Chaitanya Leela, Ishwarpuri, he writes a book and he brings it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knows, Ishwarpuri knows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. And he brings a book and gives to the kindly, my dear Vinay Pandit. You read it and you tell me the merits and the demerits of the book. And actually there was a word in that which is like subject to discussion. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, how can I find fault with what a devotee like yourself has written? It is called Maryada Ullanghana. So like Prabhupada wrote books, Prabhupada's English was, and then the word is, they keep the words used by Prabhupada like that. It may not be, but because who are we to correct what Prabhupada has written? So one should not try to correct the works written by him. We should not try to edit what is written by our acharyas. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is another, many actually, another example. When Vallabhbhai is a very big scholar. He has written very excellent books on Krishna, on Bhagavatam. And he brings them to show Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as a very the topmost devotee in those days. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very popular. But Vallabhbhatta, he considered himself expert on the topics of Krishna. So he wrote a book and he brought it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't like any pride. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't like any maryada ullanghana, violating the etiquette. So he brings a big book on Bhagavatam, making so many notes, so many explanations. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nobody can directly take anything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, Rasabhas. Rasabhas means That way it looks like rasa, but actually it is contrary. Just like you describe the redness of the lips, of the Lord. It is like back of the monkey. And that is true, back of the monkey is also red. But using that word is very bad. You can use lotus color, or you can use something, but not that kind of example. It's called rasa bhajya. We are trying to describe the color of the Lord. But the example we are saying, it is mismatch. So similarly, sometimes we try to write about Krishna, we do that. But actually, if you are not properly situated, externally it looks like fantastic work. But actually, rasikas, they don't want to see any discrepancy. So they reject. Although words are very nice used, but they find rasabhas. So one time, one great author, the mundane author, he wrote a very great book on Krishna, Sri Krishna. And he brought it to show Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Everybody thought it's a very great work. But Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was a rasika, rasika bhakta, rasika. And then people told, no, on Krishna, the authority is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. You show it to him. If you appreciate, means your work is good. And then that work was taken to him. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he knows that no one can write about Krishna without being in parampara, guru parampara. You may read books, you may have your imagination, but without the blessings of the parampara, no one can write properly, rasabhas. Without rasabhas, you cannot write. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is a very, this person who wrote the book is a very famous writer. Bankim Chandra Chatterjee or something. Very famous, all his books. But Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, soon after looking at the book, said like that. And then he started telling. And then the whole thing. So that means one has no authority to write on Krishna without taking the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas. Whenever you want to do something about Krishna, you take the blessings and then you do it. Then we may do something, all right. Otherwise, when the pride is seen in the work, then the whole rasa is spoiled, because the idea is how to appreciate Krishna, not appreciate you, what you have written and like that. So, the whole book was revised, what you have written. So it is not according to rasa, rasa tattva. So similarly, this Vallabhat, he came, and nobody paid any importance to the book. He was coming. Nobody is taking importance, interest in that. Outside world, he was very, but the associate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was approaching, please, show it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then finally what was done? They said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nobody can directly show him any writings like that. When it is cleared by Swarup Damodar, his secretary, then only the book will go to. So Swarup Damodar, he read it, it looked like all right. But he was hesitating to show the book. But Venkat Bhatt was pushing. This Vallabh Bhatt was pushing. Then he said, Swarup Damodar, he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Vallabh Bhatt is asking him repeatedly. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is antaryami, he knows why a person is doing this and that. Without reading that book, two things he said. If anyone says, I have written better than, I have done more than, things like that, the previous acharyas, immediately the book is condemned. I have written better than, that is not the book to be presented in the assembly of Vaishnavas. Whenever we try to see, appreciating the book written by previous acharyas, as an offering to them. And second thing he said, I don't need to read so much about Krishna. I only know two things. One is that Shyama Sundara and Yashoda Nandana. That means he is saying that the Rupa, the form of Krishna, giving explanations which become like impersonal, whereas the essence of spiritual life is appreciating Shyam Sundar and accepting Krishna as he is. Said, I don't know anything other than Shyam Sundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Whereas this man is using scholarship, Govinda means Madhusudana means this, that, he's writing many, many things. Let me show you this. Why he said Yashoda Nandana? That means the darling of Mother Yashoda. That means the sweet child of Mother Yashoda. So I don't want to go beyond this, any explanations. That means it is really appreciating the beauty and glory of Krishna. So the, because the Krishna includes all these things, Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Prema Madhuri. So, we don't have to be scholars or anything in life. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed many pastimes like that. When he went to Srirangam, many, many scholars, but outside he is just an illiterate non-Brahmin is chanting Krishna's name and keeping Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is Padasadhya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he neglected everybody and he went to this person, this lowly person, and embraced him. And then he showed to the world how simply by developing love for Krishna, that is important, love for Krishna, more than anything, are you attracted to Krishna, the form of Krishna. So here, last thing for today, the primary purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descend. Internal reasons. The three internal reasons. One is to know the love of Radharani. What kind of love Radharani has for me? Then what is his own sweetness, which Radharani is. If Krishna cannot taste his own sweetness, like honey cannot taste by itself. Honey has to be tasted by someone else. So similarly, Krishna is so sweet. How can you know what, how much, what kind of sweetness Radharani? So Krishna wanted to take the bhava, and Krishna wanted to take the form. So number one is depth of Radharani's love for him, and what is his own sweetness which Radharani is tasting. And then Radharani's ecstatic bliss. Love for Krishna, greatness of Krishna, and what is she experiencing, you know. Whenever we say, like, if you love somebody, and you are, your whole being is, all your senses are concentrated on your lover. So similarly, what is that ecstatic feelings Radharani is experiencing? So this is called, I memorize this sloka, Radha Bhava Dhiti Suvalita Naomi Krishna Surupukam. It is Krishna only, but taking the mood and the complexion of Radharani. So what is this complexion of Radharani? When Krishna is thinking too much about Radharani, he also becomes golden in complexion. When Radharani, she thinks too much of Krishna, she takes on the form of Krishna, the color. That means that Krishna became Gauravarna or Gaurahari. Lastly, nobody can love Krishna like Radharani, because Radharani, she is the very Radhini Shakti. She is the pleasure potency of the Lord. So that means concentrated. We all have love for Krishna, we all attract Krishna to some degree. But Krishna himself becomes attracted to Radharani. Madana Mohana Mohini. Radharani is called Madan Mohan. So one who can attract even Madan Mohan. Madana Mohana Mohini. So this is called confidential reason why Krishna appears as a devotee. Radharani is the highest devotee, so Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Prasad.
बंद करना है।